I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are right now, you're feeling good. And even if you're not feeling good, please know that hard days don't last, or tough days don't last, but tough people does. It is okay to feel bad and just be there for yourself. And life is all about that. We want to look forward to a resilient life, not a problem-free life. So talking about life, I've invited one of the people who is very, very close to me. I love her so much. I met her, I don't know, 5 years ago or 6 years ago. And we had this instant connection. And every time I'm in the Philippines, I go to Siargao to see her. I've seen her life and her becoming the woman she is today. When I met this person, she was struggling with a lot of things. And lately, I've seen how far she've come through everything that she's been through. If on social media you see her like with all this perfect life by the beach, behind that, she's a person with so much to share. And that's why I can't wait to introduce my friend, a very, very good surfer, and now a businesswoman, or I should say entrepreneur, Anna May from Siargao. Hello.
Hello. Hi to all your viewers. It's an honor to be here. Like, welcome. I've been waiting to be here. I feel so honored. So I've been waiting to be a guest. But then the time that I didn't think about it, now I'm here. So thank you for having me. I look up to you. You're my biggest influence. So thank you for having me.
I'm going to cry. Char. Anyway, Anna May, so I was with you 2 weeks ago in Siargao, and every time I see you, you are a different person. I am a different person. And I always learn something from you. And that's why it's very important to have people around you who don't have the same job as you, same background as you, especially You are also like me. Even let's say you are just in Siargao most of the time, you get to meet a lot of people, right? And I think that helps you become the woman you are today. And I'm sounding like an old lady because I feel like you're so young. So Anna May, like when we were trying to work on this podcast, I wanted you to talk about hate and jealousy. So are you ready?
Yes, that's a big one. Was it? Yeah. I'm ready. I think the thing about the podcast that you share in your platform, it helps a lot of young entrepreneurs and a lot of women. So I guess, like I said, I was so excited. But this one, I was like, I didn't have any idea, but I know that it's gonna help a lot of people. So I'm ready myself because I've been through this situation, and then now I have something to share. So that's pretty exciting, and I'm always ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Entrepreneur, always ready.
So Anna May, first of all, how are you today? What are your current challenges in life, business, just your challenges?
Woo, that's a big one. That's always a big one. Life is pretty much stable right now because I've come to realize that I'm already 26. So basically before 26 or before 25, you'll have a life crisis as a woman or a man, I would say. So I think I'm into the point where I've reached maturity. I'm pretty sure in life, life is a long learning progress. So it's a long-term learning. So I wouldn't say that I'm super mature right now. Like you mentioned, we met again and then you're a different person. I'm a different person. Life is more stable right now because I've learned from a lot of mistakes and I'm very conscious of what I do now compared to before. When I was younger, I wouldn't even care and not really like think about the entire situation. I would just like go for this. But now I'm very conscious, so I have less mistakes. I am more stable. And I think I've come to the point that I wanted stability. So now I'm a bit like emotionally stable, I would say. And life is good. Like life has not been good when I was unstable and instable. Like, so now I would say I'm good. I'm really, really happy and so proud to say that I'm really good. And as part of being a mental health advocate, I would say I'm not okay if I'm not okay. But right now I've reached the point that I am okay. I'm very good. Thank you for asking. And you, how are you? How is Spain?
Spain is good, but I miss everything in the Philippines because my friends were just here and they made me like question myself, why am I in Spain? So this month's task is to answer 5 whys I'm here. And I'm going to go through this, you know, when you're trying to achieve something, there will be always bumps on the road. So this is just a bump and I will get through it. So Anna-Mae, like we have this because we are just tourists, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a local of Siargao because I just go for max 7 days. We have this perception like people on the island are living a dream life. And I know it's not true. You have a normal life like me. Like in my case, people think I'm living a dream in Madrid, but people don't realize that I also have my struggles. And this is just what I share on social media. So how do you handle that when you encounter people like, oh, you're living the dream life? What do you feel about it?
I would like, of course, in social media, like we portray like how good is life and how successful we are because we want to like show to people that we can do it and we're not struggling, you know? So I would say like when they say that I'm living the dream, I would say, yes, I'm living the dream, but you have to also know the other side where I work so hard to live a life that I have more freedom. So growing up in an island, there was like nothing here. I was born and raised here. There was nothing, not a lot of tourists. And now everything is developed. So I would say like from the struggles and now being more a bit stable, I would say that now I have more freedom. So that what makes it more like, balance. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like I'm more balanced. Life is easier, but at the end of the day, it's never like perfect. You know, there's always something in life, you know? So when they say, you're living the dream life, I may have lived a simple life, but there are risks. We don't have a hospital. We have a hospital, but it's not like we have everything. So you will struggle living an island life. Everything is so slow. That requires a lot of patience. And we have cut off. I can't afford a generator. Like I haven't really thought about it. Like I kind of like born and raised here. So kind of like I'm comfortable. But for tourists, I don't think you'll be comfortable. So I guess for people who are coming here, like consider the fact that there will be brownouts. There will be no signal. One day your family will be like, what happened to you? Like there's no signal for 2 days. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I've from behind the scene of living an island, like simple life, it's beautiful. Of course, it's so peaceful. There's nothing to think about. But the fact that there's also like, like it's an island life. Of course, there's mosquitoes. It's not comfortable. It's peaceful in the mind, but it's not comfortable for everyone. It's not for everyone. And I would say, from the life that I've earned freedom, like being an entrepreneur, that gives me a lot of like setback. Like when I step back, I have to do a lot of things. And you know how entrepreneur works. You work 24/7 and not a lot of people would see that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people, how much stress, how much, you know, crying we did. And, I didn't show that to, because of course, like social media, who would have, man, if you would see someone, if you would follow someone who's crying on a social media.
So weird, anime. So weird.
And complaining in social media, man, would you unfollow? It's like bad energy. Okay. So we want to see success. So we are inspired.
Like these people like crying, I'm like, dude, grow up. You're like 30 plus. Like, learn how to handle your emotions. You really have to cry in front of your camera. Okay, you can. But really, hosting it?
So you see what I mean? So we have to show the good side only, but we know the struggles. So I wish I could like show the struggles, but it's weird to show struggles. How do you do that? Like, do you ever like say something on social media?
I don't cry. They put a caption that I'm going through this and that. Like, diba? Parang ano ba yan?
Yeah. So that's like,
anime for me personally, you know me. I'm a very straightforward person. When I'm angry, I'm angry. When I'm sad. But I had a friend, she posted like 1 hour video
of crying
on YouTube. And I texted her. I was like, yeah, you everybody goes through something. But you really had to create like a video and post on YouTube. She took it down, you know. And I feel like I kind of don't like people, like if their emotions are everywhere. I don't think I can handle those kinds of friends. Let's just focus on real life, not just social media, right? I mean, you have your bad days. I have my bad days. We tell each other. But like, I believe, Anami, I don't know if you will agree with me. Even sharing these kinds of things, we have to choose the right people because not everybody is capable of absorbing these things. Mm-hmm. Because some people might take it against you and use it against you, right? So this is where I'm going to ask you, how do you now handle hate and jealousy since you are from the island? We had this conversation and I asked you, Anami, how do you go through all this? And that's why I chose this topic for us, because you live in a very small island. So basically, most of the people know each other, your success, you going to Maldives, South Africa, and et cetera, et cetera. Like Japan for your surfing gigs. How do you handle that? I'm sure a lot of people, I'm not accusing them. This is just a reality. How do you handle all these things? Like in real life, social media hate, fuck it. I don't even care about it. How do you handle that?
Well, it makes sense. You only get a hate if you kind of like reach the point where you are seen by a lot of people. So hate is only like going to be created if they see the threat. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like if you are blooming, if you are successful, the hate is there. But if you were not successful, the hate is not created. So for me, from growing up, I've always kind of like put my heart into something. Like, for example, like studying and surfing. I've always put my heart into it. So that made me like, from putting my heart into what I like and what I do, that made me realize how much peace and how much faster you're going to reach your goals. Because me, as growing up as, man, I'm a full Filipino. So everybody, you know, Filipinos, it's like not all, not general, but I feel like it's like culture, you know, like I have to be transparent, you know, I have to say this, like a lot of Filipinos, especially like, I wouldn't say, okay, let's just make it like words are very important. So I would say they are naive, even though they're 30, 40 years old. Having to deal with an 18 years old who's successful, they're not going to be happy.
I think it's
doesn't matter if it doesn't matter if it's your friend. Like I would say, it could be your friend, it could be your neighbor, it could be your family, it could be someone in your family, just a friend you met or someone who you know you about on social media. So it's there is always, but I never. Like when I was younger, I would always ask myself, like younger self, always like trying to figure out like, why does this person hate? I would never understand because I didn't had people who would tell me about this topic, you know? you will never find this like topic just randomly. Why? Because no one talks about it. So I'm very happy to like be able to like put this on live stream or stream, like put it out there. Like, I didn't want, but like, I don't want to see any, like, I'm in the point where I don't want to see people. Okay, so I have to be honest, 1% of me, sometimes I'm going to get so upset for someone, example, for someone who treats other people very badly, not because of me, but people just, there are just one, like a few people, or actually like maybe more percentage, that they just treat other people really badly. And you are affected as like a very sympathetic person, like on the side, and you can feel that person. You find, you kind of like feel like you are there for a reason to speak and voice out. Like, why would you treat that person? Does that make sense? Like badly, like really, really bad. Examples, being rude to the waiter, or because they have a lower reputation, I would say, or because they have a lower income job, they would like be rude to them. So I'm very sympathetic that I feel them, like as a Pisces. I don't know if you believe in astrological sign. Like I could feel everybody. I'm like, I could go into their mind and how they feel. So for me, it's like, it hurts so much to know like human being would do that to other people. And we don't know what he go through, and people go through a lot of shit. And I think I have expectations that human has the highest intelligence. So they should be the one understanding, and to have like the world peace, it's to be able to like understand that kindness is free. You know, kindness is like, I know you, you're very generous. Like, not a lot of people know you because they don't spend time enough with you. And you're very like you said, you're very aware of your circle, because you don't want to be, you know, not a lot of people can just be like, okay, I want to be friends with Anjali, and then Anjali, you're like, okay, let me see if you've reached my standards. So from what I see from you is that you're very generous, and that's why we are very like good friends. So I'm there on the side and like trying to understand, why would you be rude to someone, or why do you hate me for no reason? Why would your face tremble if I tell you about my success? Why would you be so sad to hear that I'm doing really good in my life? How do I handle the hate? I kind of like smell the threat of like people who are not happy that I'm successful. And these are the red flags. It doesn't matter if it's family, friends, partner. You need to know about this. Like, these are human skills that I've learned to achieve this kind of stability and peace in my life. Because I'm very proud to say that I'm very like, not every day I'm 100% like, but I've reached that stability already, like 70, 75%. And going like, I would say there are days like full 1 month, I'm 100% so divine, so loving, so caring, always so happy because I've handled it really well. Like, I don't take it personal, you know? Like, why would people hate me? It's because I would see it from my logical side that they just couldn't, you know, accept that we are doing well. They want it for themselves. They didn't do the job. And then they want it to be themselves. They're not happy for you. I'm sorry. Like, they're not happy for you.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yes, I think anime, you know, if there's one thing one lesson I've learned in life is, I think one of the hardest thing to do for a lot of people is to be happy for other people.
Yeah. So they hate you. They hate you instead of like congratulating
you. For no reason.
But these people who hates me, how do I handle it? I don't really put it in my head. I just put it as a fact that this person does tremble when I am successful. So I'm aware. I'm fully aware. I can smell that this person is not super happy. So I don't make an effort to be friends with them. I don't make effort to see them. I don't make effort. Because what is the point? What is the point of spending time with them, getting to know them, that they're not even happy if you're successful? So these are very important skills to have, to be able to recognize and to smell the people around you who are not happy for you. So there's no point. So I don't really make time to think about this because I'm busy with something else. Like I'm planning on something else, like planning my next vacation maybe. So I'm more happy and like planning on my next vacation. So why would I put time, like you said, they don't deserve to be in your thoughts. There's no point. There's no point. You know, I'm learning. See?
Yeah.
There's no point.
I just wanted to share my personal experience, Anami. So I was with my friends here in Spain 2 weeks ago. They were visiting me. So we were in Barcelona. And the moment I arrived back in Madrid, so I was catching up with my work, and I saw one very, very weird email from a lady. She said, "I saw you at a car show in Barcelona, and you're snobby." I was like, are you kidding me? I was just minding my own business. I was with my friends. I was looking at the cars, admiring the cars. Like at the end of the day, Anami, I don't know who's looking at me.
And yeah, I don't know you.
And it would be very weird if I go around just assuming people know me. If there's an Asian, I will just assume like, oh, it's a Filipino and this person knows me. Do we walk around having smile on our faces? No, because that would be creepy. Like, why am I smiling at everyone? That's people pleasing, right? And I was like, you took the time to go to your email to find my email and email me.
Right? I guess it's like miscommunication, I would say. Like, yeah, miscommunication. She didn't, maybe she waved at you and then you just didn't see because, of course, you're in a busy.
Right? But you know, Anami, like in the Philippines, I would understand. But how can I like just be a filipina in Barcelona? There are Filipinos and they know me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's so easy to hate on people because you can just like nowadays on social media, you can just like go to their profile and leave comments. Now, this was the worst because this person took the time to find my email.
I think it's like from, yeah, of course, I feel you from like someone just doesn't know you and straight to the point, judge you for who you are, which is like, it's not necessarily you need to reply and to say something like, hey, you don't know me enough. And
oh, I didn't reply. Yeah. Oh, they don't get inside our heads.
Yeah. Social media can be a bit like you read these messages and then first reactions of our brain is just like, oh no, someone hates you. You know, our brain's like very perfectionist that you want to like, you're a good person. You know that yourself. But then there's this person that said like, you're a snob. And you should know that. It's just like trying to pull you down.
Yes,
I guess.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. Yeah. Like speaking of like, pulling down, Anami, why do you think people like people are pulling others down?
I think they don't do it like intentionally, but I guess it's just like they're not fully aware of how they feel and how to regulate their emotions. And then they kind of like put it out to other people. Because if you are mature and healed, you are mature, which means you're conscious of what you do to other people and how it affects the other people. You don't want to tell someone just randomly, like a stranger, that like you're a snob. Are you how are you sure? So I would say they're naive to like process all this like scenario. Like maybe she just, you know, farsighted.
Even if someone is snob, why are you so bothered, right?
Like, yeah.
Anyway. So shifting our topic, Anime, you're going to Maldives and you've been to Maldives. How this place changed you? I know it's still an island and I think that's who you are. And I think next time you will be in Bora Bora, Anjali. I moved to French Polynesian. I will be like, what the fuck? How do you think, like, traveling is different, you know, when you just get to visit a place. Like, I always talk about this. Spain changed me. How Maldives changed you? Because you were there for almost more than 6 months, I guess.
Yeah, four months.
Oh, 4 months. I'm sorry.
So, Maldives is like, it's an island. It's very exotic. And I think I've met a lot of people. It's like Siargao, very, very diverse. People go for honeymoon and for like a vacation. So I've met a lot of different personalities and different people from all over the world. Like, I think it changed me so much because it was less people. Like Siargao right now, it's packed. It's not in a bad situation, but like, there are so many events that you can like, for example, like I'm bored, I wanna go and see my friends out on Harana, or like I wanna go see an acoustic night where people go through for music. So there's a lot of options in Siargao. Maldives is like an island which is private and alcohol is illegal. I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic, and I barely drink because I was an athlete. Like, that was my background as an athlete. We're very disciplined not to drink a lot, and I'm not a big drinker. So Maldives is very like, very chill. Like you said, there's a beauty in simplicity. Like, it's always natural. It changed me in so many, from people to environment to work ethics and the way the business, the hospitality was, because I went there for coaching. I would say it changed me so much to a different person, literally a different person. Let's start with people. People are very like welcoming. You know, when you feel welcome, and you like in the Philippines, sometimes it's my own home. Of course, it's always going to be home because people are super friendly and super nice. But it's because they know me. Or wherever you go, of course, it's homey. But, you know, I think there's part of me where I don't feel at home because there's just so many things behind me that I don't talk about. But Maldives made me feel home. It's because randomly I'm just a completely, maybe I look like them, but I'm completely like a stranger. And then I'm not wearing like a, what do you call this? The one they cover their face or their head.
Hijab? That's it?
So they will just like, they will just call me and say, hey, come, let's eat something. We prepared this for the family, but I see you. And then just come try. So from that moment where I felt like in Siargao, like I have to be, I am spitting it out. It's very like compassionate, you know, with community. But there are times where you feel it's very superficial.
Just for the sake of doing it.
For the sake of doing it, to tell people that I'm nice and I'm doing this for the community, but deeper inside, I felt like it's very evil. I'm sorry. It's very evil to like do that. Do you know what I mean? Yes, like, yes. Why would you portray that you're such a saint, but then you're like, and the inside, like the intention is just for the sake to show it. But in real life, maybe you did it, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's superficial that I'm going to be friends with you because you're famous, Anjali.
Oh, sorry. Fuck you.
Or because you're I'm gonna be, you know. So I felt like it started to be like that, like, oh, you're so beautiful, I would be friends with you because you get all the attentions or something like that. But I was never, for me, life is beautiful and giving, and life always for me, it's always about kindness to other people and having the intentions to connect, not to use other people. So I've been always like, I've come from a very humble family, and I've learned so much from my grandfather that you have to give and give as much as you can, but don't forget about yourself. Does that make sense?
Right.
So it changed me and put me back into my roots. Mm-hmm. Maldives trip changed me to who I want to become, the person I want to be. And because I kind of like spent so much time in the nature. Like, you live in Madrid, which is a city. And now when you go to the island, it's very like refreshing because you can feel the simplicity and how much peace you achieve. Kind of like that. When the Maldives, I went there with so much nature, always in the ocean, always with like, they have a very good ocean because it's preserved. They plant corals. And for me to be able to see these things, the effort that people makes, even though they have luxury businesses, they still do that. Like, for real. Like, people volunteer to do that. All the resorts work together to do that. So it changed me because I felt like the community is so strong there. Like, all the establishment, doesn't matter if you're five-star or a local, you take care of the ocean. You don't want to, it's not allowed to get the turtles. They just pick up a turtle. In the Philippines, they see a turtle and they eat them.
Boil it.
So for me, it's like they go to school and they learn how to preserve the corals. They're not allowed to pick up the corals. So I feel like the respect that they have for each other as human, like people, I went there myself and experienced it. For sure, being a female there is a bit difficult because you're like, you're female, you're like here. But at the end of the day, I felt like the way they do things for the environment is really nice. So I felt more home. Being in nature, and then I have the respect in the end. Like, people would say, you know, it's a Muslim country, they don't really listen to women. So I felt a little bit of that, but that's like 1% of 100, you know. So it changed me to a very humble version of me, which I've been achieving. Because you can go travel a lot of places, but it's always about you, introspective. Like, it's always about you and what you want to be and what is your intention. And my intention always is, I can go across the globe, I can travel a lot of places, but do I stay kind? Do I stay humble? Do I stay giving? Do I stay loving? Do I stay caring? Yes. So that was my intention the whole time. So I got it. Because you can go to places, like, let's just say, Anjali, you can have everything in your life, but not a lot of people can stay the same. Not a lot of people can stay kind, because when, like, you know, sometimes there are days where you're like, you're going to be so successful in your life, and then you'll be like, snap, you know. So my only intention was, no matter how far I go to, I want to be same, loving, kind, giving, and caring towards the other people and the animals, the environment, kind of like, I want to do that, like sustainability, you know, being able to connect with people to make them feel like you're not alone. Like what you do, you have a big business, but you make time for this podcast. Oh, yeah. And yeah, it's been helping a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of women. And maybe you don't know that, but you know that also, that people would just like message you and like, thank you for this episode, you know. So yeah, like, it changed me to a very mature self of myself and to a very humble version of myself because of how everything was there. Like, definitely not all the countries are very perfect, but I like the effort that they put. They are one of the best diving spots in the world, and they make sure that they preserve the ocean, and they're trying to be welcoming to all the guests. So I felt very genuine, like, you know, I mean, like, it's really like, I could feel that my eyes is like very teary because it's genuine. Like, I could feel like it's genuine. They don't know me, Anjali. I'm nobody. They see me as nobody, and they welcome me, and they were nice to me, and they were showing me around the local islands. They will make time to listen to me. And it was, I'm saying this because in reality, in life, in Siargao right now, it's very hard to make friends as an adult, not just in Siargao, but definitely around the globe. But in the Maldives, I felt the essence of like friendship, real friendship. Here's another thing I'm going to say. So you have a partner, like, when you're going to have a partner, you're always with them, right? And you feel so much, like, so much energy, so much love from your partner, and so much like you're very intimate, you know. But I've learned in the Maldives, friendship can be intimate too. Like, you can laugh with your friends, you can go through challenges with your friends, you can enjoy life with your friends. It doesn't have to be like with your partner every time, all the time, which makes the relationship more a bit intense. So I've learned true friendship like genuine friendship in the Maldives. Like, it's true. It's not because I'm famous, not because I'm very rich, or not because I'm so beautiful or whatever that is. It's like never like that. It was like, you're a human, girl or boy, welcome to the Maldives, you know, welcome and sharing this beautiful, beautiful ocean, beautiful, beautiful culture, and welcome, you know. So that's made, that changed me. So that's why traveling is good. So I'm very proud as a friend, you know, you have a traveling agency. And it expands a lot of, like, it makes you grow. Traveling is necessary. It makes you grow to a different version of yourself for the best. And you, it opens your mind through a lot of, like, culture and different, like, version of whatever a human can be. So that's really important. And I would suggest that.
I agree. Absolutely. So Annamae, to sum it up everything, I think my personal lesson from our podcast is that it is okay to live a life that a lot of people don't understand. And that doesn't mean they're bad people. It's just everybody comes from, you know, a different perspective and different background. So I don't want to end this episode because I miss you so much, but every episode and every memory has to end. And yes, Annamae, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful knowledge. Please know that you are a very, 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 very beautiful human being with a very beautiful heart and, of course, brain. And I appreciate you.
Oi,
are you crying?
Yeah, I miss you so much, dude. Like, oh my god,
Annamae, thank you, thank you so much. I love you. I don't want to cry, so I'm gonna hang up now.
Thank you for the genuine friendship and for always being real to me, and thank you for that. I'm very, like, I appreciate you so much, and I want you to know that you're so far from me, but I want you to know, and you know that, right? Like, you messaged me. You messaged me, you're like, bro,
come to the podcast.
And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.